Welcome to Reviewing America, the podcast where two non-Americans review the United States of America. My name is Peter Yusula, and with me usually, I have a man's man, a woman's muse, my friend, co-host, and former member of the band Let's Make War, Sebastian Asghari. But this week, Sebastian's not here for a number of reasons, probably. He probably has some reasons for it, so I'm guessing there's reasons. So instead, with me, I have a boy's boy, a less tall version of me, my brother, guest co-host, and literally just a guy, Jonas Yusula. How are you? How you doing, man?
Hi, thank you.
Hey, no need to thank me.
What a warm welcome.
Yeah, it's a warm, the lukest of welcomes. So how are you doing?
Did you just call me just a man?
Literally just a guy is what I called you.
Oh, so not even a man.
Not even a man, just a guy.
I thought the man part was a more complimentary thing you said to me.
Yeah, I called you a boy's boy instead of a man's man. That's Sebastian, right? You're a boy's boy.
I've always liked the introductions of Sam, but now I'm starting to get some sympathy for him.
I'm not sure who Sam is, but Sebastian is not here this week. So he probably has some reasons I mentioned at the top of the show.
Yeah. What do you think the reasons are?
I think he's got a lot of stuff to do with school. I think Yoko is taking up a lot of his time, and I think he's probably busy getting dumb tattoos, some dumb tattoos, and making some music no one's ever gonna listen to. That's probably what he's busy doing.
Some disco music,
some
perhaps.
Some disco music. Hey, the man was signed to Warner Music. We can't, so the point is people at Warner can also make mistakes. Right? that's the crux there. But hey, we're gonna review a topic. We don't just talk about hosts that aren't here on this show. This isn't reviewing hosts that aren't here this week. That's not the podcast you're listening to. You tuned in to listen to Reviewing America. And the thing is, the listeners know the theme of the episode already, the topic. But my co-host, my brother, he doesn't know anything about that yet. Right?
So I think that's actually very true, Peter. But I think before we start with the topic, we should peel back the layers, as you usually say.
Yeah.
And explain that I'm usually introduced on this show as the... in the segment My Stand-Up Brother. And I want to set the record straight that I've never said that I want to be a stand-up comedian. And you have introduced me in the most cringy segment in the world and claiming that I'm a software nerd wanting to be a stand-up comedian and then doing mediocre jokes we have brainstormed together on the phone.
Well, I think if you search your soul, you know it to be true. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
But you are my brother. That's true. Hey, that's a fact. We're brothers.
I'm your real life brother. We came out of the same hospital.
The same hospital. Were you born in the same hospital?
Oh, I actually don't know. I was going to say vagina, but
let's. How about this? On the first episode that you're a guest host, let's not talk about our mom's vagina. Let's save that for the second one, huh?
Okay.
We can talk about our dad's dick all we want this episode, but no mom vagina talk.
Okay.
Say that for the second one. But hey, we're brothers. I'm his taller brother. That's how you introduced me. Hey, this is my tall brother. Right?
You're such a dick.
But I'm just taller by a couple of inches, and then another couple inches right where it counts. Am I right? Ayo!
Yeah, you're definitely packing some schmeat.
All right, packing schmeat. All right, but so no one knows the topic of the episode except for everyone but you. So so I'm going to give you a hint, and the hint this week just happens to be brother. The hint is brother. So what do you think? I'm going to give you 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. What's the guess?
The Jonas Brothers, definitely.
Well, that's not a bad guess. Your name is Jonas and you're a brother. But this week we're reviewing Hulk Hogan.
So the hint, he's yeah. his brother.
The hint, yeah, he says brother, right? That's what he says.
Yeah, yeah.
So the hint should have been brother. But yeah, so who is he and what do you know about him? What do you know about Hulk Hogan?
So I think everything I know about Hulk Hogan is from another podcast that we used to listen to called the 10 Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
So I think he's an American like professional wrestler, the fake wrestling.
Mm.
And yeah, he's a big already, orange guy.
Already half of the listeners are enraged.
I think they like the fake wrestling thing.
Yeah, I think people
oh,
are like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't mean that.
It's the, real fun.
Yeah, the cool wrestling that's very unrealistic, but
yeah,
still true.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the most famous ones, I think. He's a big orange guy. He's got a white beard and a bandana, he wears yellow.
What is it? Someone said once that he's got the skin of a hot dog and the hair of a Chinaman, which is I'm not sure what that means.
Chinaman,
but because he's got long, wispy, kind of thin hair, right? So, like, so that's pretty true. Should we move on to the first segment of the show?
Sure.
Which is, incidentally, you've listened to the podcast before. Do you know what this first segment is called?
It's Wikipedia. That's you, and that's the website.
Yeah. Wikipedia, the segment where Peter, that's me, reads from Wikipedia. That's a website. All right, so here it says Terry Eugene Bollea. That's the name, Terry Eugene Bollea, better known by his ring name Hulk Hogan, is an American retired professional wrestler, television personality, actor, entrepreneur, and musician. According to IGN, Hogan is, quote, the most recognized wrestling star worldwide and the most popular wrestler of the 1980s. And he was born on the 11th of August, 1953. He is 67 years old. He was born in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, United States. He's 2 meters tall.
Whoa.
He's a tall dude. Could have been a basketball player.
Yeah, every tall guy can be a basketball player.
That's the only requirement. You don't need to have any interest or any athletic ability. He's got an athletic ability, though, I'm sure.
I think you have to be a wrestler. I think if with the logic that every tall guy needs to be a basketball player, I think in our family, if we had to be professional athletes of some kind, I think you would say that you would be a basketball player and that I would be a jockey or something. But I think in reality, I would be a chess player and you would be a tall doofus.
I think actually this is how I want listeners to think of my brother. He's essentially a jockey. He's wearing jockey clothes and his horse is in the back there. He's the jockey of the family. I would be a professional schmeat packer. I work at a schmeat packing plant. That's what I'll do. That's my athletic thing. Hey, his build height is 201 centimeters, and that's how tall he is, so that's pretty cool. He's got...
What do you mean?
Well, when they say during the wrestling matches, they'll be like, he's 201 centimeters tall. I don't know why. It just says it on here. The segment, I'm literally reading from Wikipedia. So, you know, if you got beef with Wikipedia, take it up with that... you know the guy who does all the Wikipedia stuff? The guy who looks like a nerd, but then people are like, oh, look at this nerd. But then other people are like, hey, don't make fun of this nerd.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just going, cool.
Okay. Yeah. Deferring to him.
So, hey, the spouse, he's got 2 spouses at separate times. First, he was married to Linda Hogan, no relation. Or I'm assuming her name wasn't Hogan before they got married.
Let's hope not.
From 1983.
Oh, right now, I actually thought when you said that and talked about Hogan and his wife, I thought about Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I thought, is that the one that was in the series with him? But no. I was thinking of the wrong guy.
Oh, she's the one with the huge boobs, right? Doesn't she have huge boobs?
Yeah, probably.
Someone has huge boobs there. But Dog the Bounty Hunter and Hulk Hogan, they're like two guys that have never been in the same room. because right when Doug the Bounty Hunter enters, Hulk Hogan has to go to the bathroom for a minute, and then Doug the Bounty Hunter comes in. It's like, oh, you just missed him. And he's like, oh man, brother. I mean, let me get these criminals and live in Hawaii and stuff. So they're the same guy. And then, hey, he married Jennifer McDaniel in 2010. And his theme song is Real American.
So you mentioned that or Wikipedia mentioned that he was a musician also.
Yeah.
So the theme song, is that a song he made himself?
It's the one, the I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. That's the song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking American song, man. It's a white guy, I assume, singing in like a little raspy rock and roll voice about being a real American and fighting for rights and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That should be the theme song of this podcast, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good. Hey, we can't afford that. We got to pay royalties.
Yeah.
We don't have any royalty money. Hey, there's another thing here on Wikipedia about his parents. It says here he's the son, rather, of construction foreman Pietro Bollea. Bollea. He's an Italian of Italian descent, and homemaker and dance teacher Ruth V. Nemoody. Ruth V. Nemoody, apparently, is her name. And she, and also Bollea was her name. And she was of Scottish, French, and Panamanian descent. Hey, whoever thought I knew a Panamanian wrestler, huh?
I just realized I've always had some issues with this part of the podcast.
Mm.
And it's
too interesting.
I can see now, because I can actually see Peter while we're recording this. And I just realized that it's not only that he goes to Wikipedia and reads it, he does it live. He's sitting literally with his phone, Googling it, and it up on Wikipedia as we talk.
I have you can't see it, my phone, this is too shiny, but I have copy-pasted it into a Word document. That's what I've, or a Google Doc. That's what I've done. Okay. But hey, he's a Panamanian.
Wow.
So he's probably the most famous Panamanian, other than the canal, obviously.
Yeah, the canal. Yeah.
The number one, the canal. Number two, Hulk Hogan. That's a list of fame. Hey, five celebrities you won't believe are Panamanian. And the number one, the canal.
The one is canal. Second is the flute.
Yeah, the flute, yeah. Panama flute. Is it Panama flute? Is that the pan flute? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the pan flute.
Wait, hold the fucking phone for a minute. You think the pan flute is named after Panama and not Pan, the fucking little mythical being dude who plays it?
No. The pan flute... since I'm here for Sam, I'm also adopting his English skills thereof. So, no, Sebastian,
yeah.
the white nationalist co-host.
Yeah.
I was going to say that the pan flute long predates the Peter Pan, if that was what you're referring to.
Yeah, no, not Peter Pan, but you know, Pan's Labyrinth and stuff, right? He's a faun of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Mm. You don't know much about mythology, do you?
No, but I think all the things starting with Pan comes from Panama. Pandas, for example.
Yeah, they're all Panamanian, right?
Yeah.
All right. The Florida Panhandle, that's also in Panama. All right, hey, we got some Hulk Hogan facts for you. And also, here's another fun fact. Last episode was about Herbert Hoover, and this episode was about Hulk Hogan. I'm doing an alliteration thing.
Yeah.
That's very what I'm cool. doing. So, you're welcome, listeners. So, hey, I got some Hulk Hogan facts here. His ring name wasn't originally Hulk Hogan. He had other names in the beginning, and these included... Tell me which one you think is the best one here. We got Sterling Gordon, Terry Boulder, Super Destroyer.
I think I like Terry Boulder the best.
Mm,
because Super Destroyer is... it sounds a little bit too over the top. It's not very original. Terry Boulder sounds like it could be a real, real big guy, and it sounds like a real name.
Terry Boulder,
but still, it's just a big, heavy guy, And the first thing I didn't like because I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, Sterling Gordon. That sounds like a bird. Hey, is that a bird who fucked the inspector from the Batman franchise? Sterling Gordon. All right, shout out to all the bird and also Batman fans. Hey, yeah. Here's another fact. When he's flying, he only wears red underwear. That's a fact about Hulk Hogan.
The bird. Oh, okay, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
When he flies on an airplane, you mean? Mm.
No, when he flaps his goddamn wings and flies.
No,
what's the other?
It's because you jump too quickly from the bird to the back to the real guy.
Yeah, no. The real guy, he wears, it says when he's flying, he only wears red underwear. Because it says he's superstitious and he wears red underwear. Only wear red underwear every time he has to get on the plane. That makes it sound like he's just wearing red underwear and nothing else.
Yeah.
But isn't that what he wears in the ring?
I would think it was yellow underwear. Like tights.
That might be. But also, hey, I got another question. Why do they call it a ring when it's a square? All right, let's move along. here's another fact. It says here, he became involved. Also, this one I got problems with. It says here, he became involved in a lawsuit against a comedian after appearing on his talk show, right? He became involved in a... What happened was Hulk Hogan was going to demonstrate some wrestling moves on the host, the comedian of the show, and he literally just choked him the fuck out and dropped him to the floor, and he split the back of his head open and started bleeding and shit, and then they sued Hulk Hogan, and he ended up paying a shit ton of money, $5 million, out of court.
Holy fuck.
Because he's an idiot.
What, but did he? Did you see it on YouTube or something?
I saw it.
And is it like beef between them?
No.
Okay, let me have a guess. Let me have a guess. So the host, he probably had talked some smack about wrestling and called it fake, and then Hulk Hogan got the opportunity to smash him.
Yeah, might be. I think the way it looked, Hulk Hogan was just going to demonstrate how they do things. And he just grabbed, the guy bent down and he grabbed his head and he held him for a while and he flailed a little bit and then he dropped him and he was just like a sack of potatoes. Yeah. Unconscious like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a very nice guy.
No.
Do you remember, isn't there also something about him... What did he do? Like a porn video? And racist porn video?
We're getting to it. You're almost right. It was almost a racist porn video. That's half of the thing. But hey, here's another fact before we get there. Over the years, he's lost about 3 inches of height. So he's smaller now.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's lost
so
3 inches.
So these facts, are they handpicked by you? Or
these are...
is it...
these are hand-picked facts. But hey, yeah, you're thinking about the Gawker lawsuit where the website Gawker had shared a porno tape of him. And it wasn't a racist porno, but in the court case or something, Gawker put out a private phone call between Hulk Hogan and his wife for some transcript or something when he used the N-word a bunch. And then
the N-word, like Nugget?
Yeah, the N-word a bunch. And then I think he got sued for that as well. Or he sued them or some shit. But Gawker ended up having to file for bankruptcy because they had to pay him a shit ton of money.
Wow.
He got like $150 million or something out of that thing.
Ooh, so, for just sharing a video of him. And the sound thing.
He made a porn and he was racist and then he got $150 million. That's the American dream, y'all. that's how it's meant to work. So hey, here's another thing. We got another segment. This is a great segment. This one's called Quotey Hoover. No, sorry. It's called Quotey Hogan. That was a leftover from last week's thing. It's called Quotey Hogan. And Quotey I've gathered some Hulk Hogan quotes here so that we can enjoy them and try to peer a little bit deeper into the mind of this genius. The man's a racist. I'm calling him a genius. All right. Hey, here's a quote.
You can be both.
He says, yeah, just look at Hitler. Hey, here's his first quote. We don't think Hitler was a genius. Hitler was one bad hombre, as a friend of mine would say.
Yeah. And on this current episode of Reviewing America, we 100% think Hitler is not a genius. Usually it's only 50%.
Yeah. In this episode, we can guarantee that both hosts are against Hitler. That's a guarantee you can't get for all other episodes of Reviewing America. Yeah, no. Sebastian doesn't like Hitler. He doesn't, at least not publicly. No. He doesn't. He's got the Mein Kampf under his pillow. here's the first quote. It says, "Hulkamania is running wild, brother." Should I try to do it like Hulk Hogan? What is it? "Hulkamania is running wild, brother." Is that pretty good? That's great.
Wait, can you explain the segment again? What is this?
This is called Quotey Hogan. This is where we read quotes from Hulk Hogan.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, as Hulk Hogan. So here's another one. He was asked about Hollywood Hulk Hogan. That was his name for a while. Whether he gets any kind of negative vibes before a wrestling match. And he said, "Negativity and Hulkamania, two things that don't go together, brother." That's what he said. So negativity and Hulkamania don't go together. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is pretty cool, all the words he made up.
He says a lot of words. Here's another one. He was. Someone asked if he was afraid of anything, and he says, "I fear no man, no beast, or evil, brother." He's not scared of anything, this guy.
Whoa, yeah.
He was impressive. But hey, he was scared of getting that sex tape published, though.
Yeah.
And he was
probably scared of black people.
Yeah, it sounds like it from the words he uses. Here's another one. He was asked about modern wrestlers in the WWE, and he says, "Everybody's out there wrestling like a robot, brother." He said everyone's wrestling like robots.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
wrestler robots.
Yeah, it'd be like, beep, boop, you're going down, pal, right?
Yeah,
that's like what that. A robot wrestling. Hey, here's my impression. Hey, here's my impression of a robot wrestling. Beep, boop, you're going down, brother.
No, it's not. You have to do a more robot voice.
Beep, boop, beep. Is the beeps and boops were wrong?
No. The beeps and boops were good. You have to do it more like beep, boop, beep. You are going down, brother.
Yeah, that's a wrestling robot, y'all. All right. Hey, if you keep listening after this, then what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Yeah, just think about it. Hey, for a second, think about how much content there is out there, and this is what you chose? This is what you're going to listen to? There's like, you know, Joe Rogan has a podcast, right? Listen to that one instead. Although I don't listen to that one.
Yeah, you can listen to multiple podcasts. Mm. And I actually have a comment here, because I listen to you guys every week. And I think, to be totally honest, I think it's a good podcast. Mm. I think it's entertaining, and you've just started doing it, so it's hopefully just going to be better.
Yeah.
But you guys have to stop being so insecure when you're talking about the podcast. You're like every other episode, you're saying, if you're still listening to this, you must be so bored.
Can I say, not insecure, very secure in the fact that it's so bad sometimes. So hey, we gotta plow through. Let's plow through a little bit, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get to the interesting part.
Yeah, because now we're getting to getting to it. You know, he said a bunch of other things. He said, he talks a lot about Hulkamania and his Hulkamaniacs out there, brother, because that's what he calls his fans. And you know, our fans. We are fans of the podcast. The fans, they're fans of me. We call them Pete Freaks, right? That's what the Peter Sebastian's fans are called. Sebastian fans or something is what they call them.
Yeah,
that's what they call his fans. But hey, I got a question for you, Jonas. What would be your name if you were a wrestler?
Oh, if I was a wrestler, it would probably be the programming python. Super strong programming python.
The super strong, that's too long, I think.
Just the super strong python. Let's remove the programming part.
Yeah, the super strong python. That's a pretty good name. And what would your special move be? Would you have a special move?
I would wrap around their legs and then try to get further up their leg,
mm-hmm.
and then further up,
mm-hmm.
until I get all the way to their neck.
Mm.
And then I'll just keep squeezing.
Yeah.
And they'll pass out or die. Or,
yeah. But yeah, preferably one of them before the other.
Yeah.
yeah. But hey, I think if I was a wrestler, you'd call me like Babyface McGee or something. And then I'd come out to like a lullaby. I'd be like, hello. And I'd have a diaper on instead of a thing, and a little like a rattle, you know, a little rattle thing. And then, because then the thing would be, they'd be like, oh, look, I can't hit a baby. But then I'd come in and slam them. And I'd do a dookie in my pants and then sit on their face and they'd pass out from the smell. That'd be my special move.
You would be the human soybean. And your special move would be being too politically correct.
So, yeah. So they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, Sir Alabic? Why are you assuming that I'm a sir?
That's very problematic, sir. Yeah. Don't call me. Don't misgender me.
Yeah, my catchphrase is, that's a little problematic. That's a good catchphrase. Hey, have you ever watched any wrestling? Do we have any wrestling here in Norway? Hey, let's peel the layers back a little bit, because you're not in Norway, are you?
No, I'm actually in Denmark.
Mm.
I have lived in Denmark for the past 8 years.
Yeah.
Mainly to get away from you.
Mm. Try to find somewhere to do stand-up, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I've never done stand-up, but I moved to Denmark to study, and then I've studied software engineering. And then after I completed my degree, I stayed here, and now I'm working.
Yeah. Hey, it's been a wild ride, am I right?
Yeah,
hey, man, I went
life.
There to study, and then I stopped studying, and now I'm working. Whoa, dude. Fucking yeah. Calm down. Holy
Living
shit.
The good life.
That's like you read the instructions on the back of your the thing they packed you out of. Because you're like, okay, study and then work. None of this bullshit in between where I like do other things. I'm just gonna work and then do, and I'm gonna work with the thing that I studied. Yeah,
yeah,
you know, there's two reasons I know you're a psychopath. Number one is that you do that. And number two is that when this motherfucker sneezes, he swallows his sneezes. So he won't sneeze.
Swallow it.
Yeah, you swallow them.
No,
you
swallow
close
it
every
sounds
orifice.
Like I swallow my snot,
yeah.
snot cast.
Yeah.
But I don't.
No. But you close your nose and your mouth and you just inhale it.
No, but let me explain this.
Mm.
It's not, you can't always sneeze. It's not always what you want to do, because and Sam knows this, that when you sneeze,
who's Sam?
Snot comes flying. Sebastian
yeah.
knows this.
Yeah.
So when you sneeze, snot comes flying out of your nose. And I've found a technique that when I have to sneeze, I can just pinch the top of my nose slightly and I can stop the sneeze. And Peter thinks I'm a psychopath because I don't want to like get full enjoyment of the sneeze every time.
You say you've found a technique. Is this related to the technique you found for drowning kittens in a bathtub? Is that because you like the power you feel when you do it? Is it a power trip? You'd be like, oh, I'm the master of my body. I can control when I sneeze and not. I think that's what it is. But hey, let someone else armchair psychologize you. That's not my job here. But hey, we're going to move along to the final thoughts and ratings on Hulk Hogan. We've covered it extensively now. If you're left with any questions about Hulk Hogan, then you haven't been listening. So rewind and listen again.
I thought the topic was professional wrestling for a moment.
No,
but the topic is Hulk Hogan.
The topic was Hulk Hogan. How do you feel? What's your final thoughts and ratings on Hulk Hogan?
So we just rate it from 1 to 10, or
no? We have a rating system that makes sense. So it's
probably a rating system that really makes sense and it's easy to understand and stuff, right?
Absolutely, it is. So it's a rating system where first we rate out of the American flag, okay? first of all.
Okay, so I give it 9 out of 10 flags.
No, nope, no, you don't. So first you're going to rate it out of the stripes. So first you're going to rate it out of how many? There's 13 stripes.
Okay, you're gonna 13. Rate, I'm just going to write it down. 13 stripes. 13 I got an Excel stripes. Sheet here. Just you a gotta, moment. Okay, 13 stripes.
13
yeah.
stripes. You're going to rate how American you think it is out of those 13 stripes. So it could be from 0 to 13. And then you're going to move over to the corner of the flag and you're going to do rate out of the stars. How many stars, how well you like it, right?
Okay, so how many stars are there?
Yeah, the 50 stars. So first, how American you think it is, that's the stripes. And then how much you like it, which is out of the stars. So start with the stripes. How do you...
Okay, that, as a rating system, that's really, really dumb. Mm. But I'll try to do my best. So I think, how American is it? I'll start there. I think Hulk Hogan is... It's really American. I think he's really American. Mm. So I would say probably 80%. So that would probably be 11 stars or something. No,
stripes.
Stripes.
Stripes, yeah.
11 stripes.
11 stripes. But, you know, he's a little Panamanian too. Can't forget about that.
Okay, so let's say 10 then.
Yeah, you don't have to change it. I'm just telling
you. Okay, let's
you.
Say 11 then.
All right. Fine, you don't have to change it again. All right, so how much do you like it out of the 50 stars?
But don't you also have a part where how
yeah,
much
yeah,
do
it comes
I think...
later. Comes later.
Oh, okay. So how much I like it. I don't watch professional or fake wrestling that much.
Yeah.
And I think he seems I get the big sausage thing. He looks a little bit strange, and the racist part and the porn movie brings him down to only 15 yeah. stars.
15 stars, that's fair. Then I'm just gonna go ahead and agree with you to make it easier for the listeners to not have to listen to another thing like that. So I'm gonna ask you how would you Americans rate it, do you think? And hey, you know that rating system I just explained to you? Well, forget that, because now you rate just out of the whole flag. It's either no flag, half flag, or full flag. How do Americans rate it? No flag, half flag, or full flag?
Let's go with
this is the let me just tell you, this is the easiest way to do it for everyone involved. This is the easiest way to rate things.
Okay, I would say 2 out of 3.
All right, so what's that? That's a half flag, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm, you can't do 2 out of, it's either half. Okay, so half flag. Half, yeah, I agree. Americans
last.
Would half flag it. Hey, we got through the best part of the show. Now comes a bunch of bullshit. So let's move along to another segment. Usually we have a segment called Yum or Dumb, but Yum or Dumb is hiatus. But instead we have Pete's Snack Corner. All right, so welcome to Pete's Snack Corner. I'm your host, Pete, and I got a snack that I'm going to just, this one is Sour Patch Kids Cola flavored. It says sour, then sweet. And I've eaten a whole bag of these, but I got 2 left. And I'm going to try one now, just to see. Pretty sour. Ooh. Mm. Pretty sour. But then it gets sweet. And it tastes like cola. Mm. I'm going to do the next one, too. Sour. This one's also sour.
And the connection to the podcast is?
This is an American snack. Sour Patch Kids. Hey,
smart. Where do you come up with it?
Hey, that was Pete's Snack Corner.
Amazing journalism.
I'm not gonna rate it because it's not Yum or Dumb, so I can't give it a rating. But that was Pete's Snack Corner. So I had Sour Patch Kids. That was the cola, if anyone wants to try them. Sweet than sour. Hey, listeners. Are you still there? All right, so let's move on to one more segment.
This I was last actually segment. Wondering, when you asked me to do this, I my first thought was, Isn't it? Does it matter that there's 1 week without an episode? Can't you just wait for Sam?
I don't know. I pride myself in being consistent, so that's why I want to have one every week. Sebastian couldn't make it this week. I think, hey, this is 40 minutes of content. What else do you want?
So rather have consistency on the timing than the quality.
Yeah, that's what I learned in school. Okay. So, hey, we got one more segment. This is shaping up to be a doozy. So this one's called The Age of Impressionism. That's the name of the segment.
Wow.
It's called, I'll say it again, The Age of Impressionism. That's a good title. It says here, Sebastian, but this week we don't have Sebastian, so we got Jonas. So Jonas will think of a famous person or character, right? And I'm going to give you one word, and you will do an impression of that person using only that one word, and I will try to guess who it is you're doing an impression of, and then we'll switch.
Oh, you're shooting us in the foot here.
Think of a character. Think of a famous person or character. I'll give you a word. Okay, I got a word. Are you ready? You got a character you're thinking of? Okay. The word is thimble. Thimble. All right, so using that one word, give it to me. Okay, one more time. Okay, so that I think I know who that is. I'm gonna put my money on Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one. So I'm gonna think of a character. Okay, I got one.
Okay, let me.
It's a good one. I'm great at this one. All right, what's the word? You gotta give me a word.
Hippo.
Hippo. Should I do it again?
Can I hear it? Can I hear it one more time?
Hippo. can I do one word before it and then say hippo?
Okay.
Come on, hippo.
Okay.
So there we are.
Yeah, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's pretty good.
Yeah, hey. Before that, I thought it was the wheelchair smart guy, if he could talk.
Who's the wheelchair smart guy?
Stephen
Hawking, the wheelchair smart guy. Yeah, fair. Hey, think of another one. We'll do two more because we've committed to it.
Okay.
So you'll do one more, I'll do... Yeah, one each. Well, what's the character? Okay. Think of someone you know.
Someone I know. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I got a word for you. The word is manufacturing. Manufacturing.
Oh no! Wait, I can't do that. You just did that one.
Manufacturing. You were gonna do Arnold again. Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Okay, I got it. Manufacturing.
Oh, wait, give me that one again.
Manufacturing.
Manufacturing. It's a Conor McGregor.
No.
Wait, okay. It's not Conor McGregor. It's Dracula.
I've got a particular set of imitation skills.
It's Taken.
It's the person Taken.
Yeah, it's the Schindler's List.
Yeah.
It's Nonstop. But what's his name? Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
Liam Neeson. Okay, I got one more. I got it in mind.
You got the character?
Yeah, I got the character. Give me a word.
Okay. You're going to say Reviewing America.
Reviewing America. Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad.
I know who it is, but do it once more. You get a second try.
Oh, fuck. Reviewing America. Oh, that's so fucking shit.
You gotta do a little bit more like...
Reviewing America? Oh, that's fucking trash.
It's Obama.
Yeah, obviously. Holy fuck. Yeah, so that was my Barack Obama impression, y'all. Hey, here's another one. That's Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that was a good Obama.
I played the saxophone, dude. That's Bill Clinton. That's a good.
But can you do a Trump impression?
Shorts, man. The Trump? Sad. Very sad. That's good. China. The Kung Flu. They bring it over here. I didn't even want it. They just brought it. That's a great Trump impression. Hey, you come here for the impressions, you stay for the word count. All right, okay, so
we're going to move on to the next segment.
Yeah, the next segment is the last segment, which is the exit wrap, which we're not going to have this week unless you prepared one. Yeah, you had the one you did already. So hey,
I can give it a try.
All right, okay. So we got to get an exit wrap, something rhythmically. It's good if it rhymes. Avoid racial slurs. Here we go.
Can you do the beatboxing?
No, it's not going to work with the lag. So just go for it.
Okay, then I don't want to do it.
Okay, so yeah, that's probably the safe bet. So yeah, thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe. We'll be posting a new episode every goddamn week. Hey, this was a strange week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sebastian's not here.
I'm not. This is going to be the first episode that I'm not going to listen to.
Yeah. This is going to be the first. I'm not going to listen to this one either.
Can I say something before we end?
Say it.
So at the end, you guys want some more listeners, right? And some followers on Instagram. But I think you're way too weak when you try to get people to talk about the podcast. So I think you need to be more assertive with people.
Okay, so Sebastian usually threatens violence and stuff. Well, okay, I'm going to say...
Yeah, he doesn't do it enough.
How about this? Hey, tell a friend about the show, or else we're going to dox you. We know how. We have a computer engineer on our side now. You can hack people, right?
What is dox?
It's taking their personal information and putting it online.
Yeah, not scary enough. What do people care about? Money and their own lives and their family's lives. So you need to threaten.
Hey, listen to the show, or you're already listening. Hey, tell a friend about the show, or Sebastian is gonna hunt you down or something. Hey, how about this? I'm gonna do carrot instead. Catch more bees with honey than vinegar or whatever. So I'm gonna do this. Hey, if you tell 10 friends about the show, I'm gonna prank Sebastian. This is what we're gonna do. Okay, hey. Tell friends about the show and fucking review it and shit, and I'll notice if you do it. And then if you do that, in a couple of episodes, I'm gonna tell Sebastian that we have a snack, but I'm gonna like fill it with something gross,
or right? Like the really hot chili.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give him really hot chilies. He's not gonna listen to this. I'm gonna give him really hot chilies. So just tell a friend about the show. I need to see at least like fucking 10 more reviews of the show. Online.
Okay, so if we get 10 more reviews,
10 reviews,
you secretly feed Sebastian a chili. And if we get 20, I will promise never to guest host again.
Yeah, that's a good promise. I'll promise the same thing. Hey, I'll get another guest host next time. That's good. Hey, next time we could do me with an echo. That would be better. Ayo. All right, so let's we're gonna thank Jonas for being in the hot seat for an episode. How do you feel it went? Yeah, me too.
Great.
All right, so
not great. No, but it's the first time I'm on the podcast, and I'm a big fanboy of you guys. So I think I was a little nervous, but other than that, it's not a great podcast overall, so I don't think I went too much worse.
That's true. Hey, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Reviewing American. Comment if you have any questions for us or suggestions for things that we should review. Hey, tell a friend about the show. Maybe not tell him about this episode, but tell him about the show and make him check it out, you know? Hey, next week we'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming. Nazi jokes and rape mentions every 5 seconds. That's what you've grown to love, I guess. Hey, until next week. This has been Reviewing America. I am Peter Uslan. My co-host usually is Sebastian Asghari. This week it has been Jonas Usula. Thank you very much, Jonas, for coming with us and helping us out here a little bit.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.